Alhamdulillah, the Islamic Dawah Academy has been rendering the services of Deen, the Khidmah of Deen, and imparting the beautiful teachings of Deen since 1991. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he after graduating, he taught at the well-known Institute of Darulum Bari, and thereafter when our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah's father, Hafiz Ibrahim Dorat Rahmatullahi Alayh, when he passed away, our Shaykh Hafidhahullah had to stop his teaching at Darulum Bari and he moved to Leicester. When he moved to Leicester, he initiated the Islamic Dawah Academy. Even in our respected Shaykh's teaching days and also his student days, Shaykh had this in mind that an innovative way is required in order to reach the new generation of today. So the respected Shaykh had different ideas, but because of restraints and constraints, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he was in Darulum Bari and he was unable to fulfill these tasks. So on a number of occasions, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, meeting different ulama, different students, he would encourage the students that we need to propagate Islam and impart the teachings of Islam in an innovative way. Innovative ideas are required of how the teachings of Islam can reach the new generation. How can we encourage the new generation that they stay firm on deen, they safeguard the deen. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he was unable to do this. But when the father of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah passed away and our respected Shaykh moved to Leicester, seeing that there weren't any opportunities of teaching in Darulum over here, seeing that the many of the madaris and many of the maktabs had already had full-time teachers, so our Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he decided that those ideas that our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah had, that he practically starts them and he brings them, he gives them a life and reality. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah in 1991, he laid the foundation of Islamic Dawah Academy. The Islamic Dawah Academy started from the humble home of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah's father, his parents' home, Mawlana Hafiz Ibrahim Dorat Sahib Damad Rahmatullahi Ali. So now the Islamic Dawah Academy came into existence and in front of the people, they had a practical model. It is a general principle that when there is no model in front of us, then we hesitate in doing something. So the respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah started the Islamic Dawah Academy and he had different plans that we will have this department, we will have this area, we will serve the Muslim community through these means, through these ways. And after that, when our Shaykh Hafidhahullah actually founded the Islamic Dawah Academy, we saw that after that many institutes came into existence and they also gave the name Academy to their institute. The number of activities that the Islamic Dawah Academy are doing are diverse. To fulfill the aims of the Islamic Dawah Academy, we are fulfilling it through ta'aleem, through the Darulum, through the maktab, through different adult courses which are available for both brothers and sisters, through tarbiyah. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, on a monthly basis, we have a monthly tazkiyah and tarbiyah program. On a weekly basis, we have a weekly tazkiyah program. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he visits different localities in UK and also abroad in order to impart the teachings of deen. The Islamic Dawah Academy is involved in distribution of publications, different literature, which is authored by our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. The Islamic Dawah Academy it produces the CDs and audio recordings of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. The Islamic Dawah Academy is involved in relief work, and through its targeted programs, the Islamic Dawah Academy has supported many areas in UK and also the world in different ways. So there are many things that the Islamic Dawah Academy are doing. But over the years since 1991, we see that different academies have come into existence. They have not been able to exactly copy the unique setup of the Islamic Dawah Academy. Some have taken only ta'aleem and they have called themselves an academy. Some have taken only bayans, only lectures, and they have called themselves academy. Some are doing this relief work and they have referred to themselves as academy. So our respected Shaykh, he presented this model to the world in the 1990s, early 1990s. And alhamdulillah, we see that over the years, we are in 2015, how many Islamic academies have come into existence? one of the elders of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, and this is another thing that I would like to draw everyone's attention to, that the respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, his work and his activities, all of the activities that the Islamic Dawah Academy has undertaken, the respected Shaykh Hafidhullah has always referred to his elders, and they have been endorsed by the elders, and the Islamic Dawah Academy has been showered with the du'as and the prayers of the elders. So one of the elders of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah mentioned to Shaykh that even if the Islamic Dawah Academy ceases to exist, even if it stops existing, then this sadaqah jariyah that the Shaykh has brought into this world of an academy, an Islamic institute being referred to as academy, that is enough for our respected Shaykh's salvation. So from the many activities that Islamic Dawah Academy is doing, one is the Madrasa Riyadul Quran, which is the maktab of the Islamic Dawah Academy. The respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he initiated the maktab, the evening maktab, and it is a very unique setup. Usually maktab ends at the age of 12, and many students, when they reach age of 12, when they reach age of 13, then this is very common in the 1990s, in the 1980s, early 2000s, that when children, they finish primary school, then they leave madrasa. So Shaykh wanted that the zeal and the encouragement of learning dini knowledge, Islamic knowledge, stays in a person. So Shaykh started Madrasa Riyadul Quran in 1993 for students over the age of 12. And in there they will be taught Tahfidul Quran, memorization of the glorious Quran. In there they will be taught further education, those parts of deen which is relevant to the youth, to the teenagers. And also part-time alim class our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah started. So the respected Shaykh started in 1993. And Madrasa Riyadul Quran, many students have become huffaz. Many students, after enrolling on these part-time courses, they have gone to full-time courses, and now they have graduated as alims, qaris, muftis as well. So everyone is requested that they continue making dua for the Islamic Dawah Academy. One such model and one such replica of the Islamic Dawah Academy is an academy which is found in Choli by the name of Ar-Rahma Academy. Ar-Rahma Academy, it is run by Maulana Yasir Sahib. Hafidhullah, he is a very close associate of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah. He initiated Ar-Rahma Academy. He has been running for a few years. He runs a maktab, and alhamdulillah, he also runs a school with the maktab as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Maulana Yasir Sahib steadfastness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Maulana Yasir Sahib progress. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Maulana Yasir Sahib and the Ar-Rahma Academy more support and more acceptance. So alhamdulillah, for the first talk today, for the first bayan of today, I would like to call Maulana Yasir Sahib to come forward and impart the teachings of the Quran and Hadith.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم وقال تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, and dear brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى has granted us a beautiful deen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted us a complete way of life. And this deen of ours, this way of life, encompasses and covers all aspects of a person's life. A Jew once sarcastically said to Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught you the way of relieving yourself. Now he said this sarcastically. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied proudly that yes, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to relieve ourselves. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said not to use less than 3 clods. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said not to use the right hand for this purpose. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said not to use bones and dung for this purpose. So yes, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us how to relieve ourselves. The reality, my brothers, is that there is no deen, there is no religion, there is no way of life, there is no ideology that has covered every aspect of a person's life besides Islam. This is reality. How we should enter the lavatory and relieve ourselves to how to run a government. Each and every aspect has been covered by Islam. One very important aspect of our deen is in relation to how we conduct ourselves with others, with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this teaching of our deen holds great importance. And it is something that is often overlooked. It is not given the importance that it deserves. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves His creation. It is Allah's creation. Allah loves His creation and He has taught us how to conduct ourselves with His creation. As Maulana Sahib said before me that there is much confusion regarding Islam nowadays. Unfortunately, due to certain factors, whether it be the way the media is portraying Islam, whether it be the acts of a few Muslim individuals or a group of Muslims, Islam is portrayed as, na'udhu billah, as a violent, a barbaric, a savage religion, na'udhu billah. But we ourselves, we Muslims, are to blame as well. Because we have not conducted ourselves in the manner that Islam requires us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is the most merciful. This is sufficient for us, my brothers, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose the name Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim in front of every chapter of the Quran. We are aware that Allah ta'ala has numerous names. But out of those names, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim to begin each chapter of the Quran. This shows us that Allah's compassion and Allah's mercy is far more than His wrath and His anger. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy, His compassion encompasses all things. And we see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the glorious Quran, explained throughout the glorious Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that a person who carries out one good deed, one good action, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا Allah Ta'ala will multiply that by 10. And a person who disobeys Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this not will not be multiplied. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا This is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most compassionate, the most kind and gentle, soft-hearted person who ever set foot on this earth. The same blessed being sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same personality who's being portrayed, na'udhu billah, as a violent person. This is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a time will come when haqq and truth will be shown as batil and batil will be shown as truth. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala addresses the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Quran and he says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ It is due to the mercy of Allah that you are gentle and kind, you are compassionate towards them. This is the mercy of Allah. That you are compassionate, you are kind-hearted. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that if you were ill-tempered, if you were ill-tempered, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ If you were harsh and hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ All these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that you are surrounded by, they would disperse from you. It is this quality of yours, this compassion of yours, this mercy of yours, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum love you than more than they love their own selves. And it was this compassion, this love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that each and every companion thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him the most. Every companion thought this. Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, thinking the same thing, whereas he was someone who accepted Islam later on. He was so confident of this, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves me the most. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you love me more or do you love Abu Bakr more? What made him ask this question? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that I love Abu Bakr more. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought to himself that if Abu Bakr, he has his own status, nobody can reach that status. I must be the second one. I must be at number two. So Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Abu Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Abu Bakr, do you love me the most? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that after Abu Bakr, I love Umar the most. But this was the compassion that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was showing each and every person around him, that they thought that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him the most. And this compassion, my brothers, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not confined to just the believers. It was not restricted for the believers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. In the Quran Majeed, and he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Your mercy is not confined to the believers. Your mercy is for the entire universe. And numerous incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they show this mercy of his for the non-believers. Hazrat Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to preach to his people, the tribe of Daws. When they did not accept the message that was conveyed to them, Hazrat Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have rejected your message. They have rejected your message, they have not accepted your message. Pray against them. Make dua against them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hand in prayer. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum thought that now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to pray, make dua against them and those will be destroyed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands and he said, Allahumma hdi dawsan wa'ti bihim. Allah, guide those. Guide them and bring them to us with guidance. The same thing happens when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua against Thaqif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hands and he says, Allahumma hdi Thaqifa. O Allah, grant guidance to Thaqif. Grant guidance and hidayah to Thaqif. This was the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا That it is likely impossible that you will take your own life, that these people are not coming onto hidayah. Through sorrow and through grief you will take your own life. In the battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are all aware that his blessed tooth was hit with a stone. His face, blessed face, was hit with a stone. Blood was flowing from the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was a time when this messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to make a dua against a people, against a qawm and a nation, it was this time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allah, forgive my people because they don't know. They don't know my status. They do not recognize me as a messenger. Allah, forgive them. So compassion and mercy, my brothers, it is a teaching of the glorious Quran. And it is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in reality, we cannot become true believers until we do not deal compassionately with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not conduct ourselves with compassion, with kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, after his people were destroyed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, O Nuh, build or make some utensils with your own hands. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he made those utensils. After he had made those, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to him, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Daman Barakatuh has mentioned this. Allah ta'ala said to him, O Nuh, now break these utensils. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, a thought went through his mind that I made these with my own hand and I have to break them. So he felt a little upset about it. Allah Ta'ala wanted to teach him. Allah Ta'ala said that, O Nuh, you made these utensils with your own hands and I am asking you to break them and you feel upset about it. When you said to me, Rabbi la tazhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyara, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam prayed to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, do not leave a single non-believer on the face of this earth. Allah Ta'ala says, I answered that straight away. This is the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we have been told to be compassionate towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala greatly values this compassion. We should not underestimate it. Nowadays, we focus a lot on other issues. But this is why how we deal and conduct ourselves with others is so important. Because our worship and our ibadah is for ourselves. Our zakat and hajj is for ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be very lenient and soft in His own rights. With regard to His own rights, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be lenient. But how we conduct ourselves with others, this is the right of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, because if we conduct ourselves as Islam has taught us, then this will create a love in the hearts of others for us. Because the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are such that they pull people towards Islam. So if we behave in a manner that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us and the Quran Kareem has taught us, this will bring people closer to Islam. And our elders, our ulama, our mashaykh, mashallah, they were an example of this compassion and they are still an example of this compassion. Just like the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not restricted to only Muslims, but rather it was for the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he walked into a companion's garden and a camel when it saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking inside that garden, it came in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it started to cry. Its tears started to come out when it saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it came near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at it for a while, and it was as if though the camel was speaking to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after a while, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed that companion, and he said that this camel is complaining about you, that you overload it, you overwork it. Likewise, we find in the life of those who followed in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find the very same compassion. It is said regarding Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, that once he was walking along with a student and some people in a ship. They were enjoying themselves, some youngsters. They were enjoying themselves, and when Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi passed by, they also made jokes after Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. And they were listening to music. So as they walked by, the student of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said that, make dua against them, because they have mocked you. And they are listening to music, they are openly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he prayed that, O Allah, just as you are giving them enjoyment and happiness in this world, grant them hidayah and grant them enjoyment and happiness in the hereafter. This was the dua of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have not been sent to curse. Innama bu'ithu rahma. I have been sent as a mercy. I have not been sent to curse people. I have been sent as a mercy. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah, it is written regarding him, who is the Sheikh of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damu Barakatum. If I recall correctly, it is regarding him, that he had a cut on his body, on his leg. And as we know that on a cut and a wound, lots of flies in our countries will come and gather on that. So lots of flies came and gathered on that wound. But Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi did not move his leg. He did not move his leg from there. So one of the khadims, or one of the students sitting nearby, he said to Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, that if you give me permission, I will move these from here. He said, no, don't move them. These are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not harming me. They are just sitting there. So leave them. So this is what deen teaches: compassion, kindness to each and every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is greatly valued, my brothers. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this one amal, this one action has great value. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that a person was about to pass away, and the angel of death came to that person. فَقِيلَ لَهُ هَلْ عَمِلْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. The angel said that, have you ever carried out any good action? Have you ever carried out good action? He said, لَا عَلَمُ. That I cannot recall any action, good action that I have carried out. So the angel said, Unzur, think carefully. Think carefully and remember, have you carried out any good action? He said, La alam, I don't know. I don't know of any good action that I have carried out. Yes, there is one thing that I used to do. Kuntu ubayi'un nasa fi dunya. I used to be a tradesman, I used to sell things in the world, sell and buy things. And when people used to come to me, if they were well off and they could repay me, I would still give them some time. If they said to me that I can't pay you right now, I would give them some time. And those who came to me who were poor, who could not pay me, who were not able to pay me, I would forgive them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَأَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala admitted this person to Jannah for this kindness that he showed. Our kabirin say that Allah Ta'ala, when we make dua to Allah, Allah, we want to love you. Our kabirin say it is as if though Allah Ta'ala is replying that, how can you love me when you haven't seen me? How can you love me when you haven't seen me, when you cannot understand me? Love my creation and this is my love. If you love the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, from amongst all His creation, the most important for us, apart from the Anbiya and the Rusul, are our parents. And I would just like to mention a few points regarding being compassionate towards our parents. Unfortunately, we see in our communities that many of us are failing to recognize the rights that our parents are due. If we are to show so much compassion to even animals, then how much compassion are our parents should be given? But unfortunately, many of us, we read our salah, we attend the masjid regularly, we sit in dini gatherings, but we fail to fulfill the rights of our parents. And my brothers, this has been considered as one of the most major sins, one of the major sins. Akbarul Kabair. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi said that a person, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after lifting his mother on his back and doing tawaf of Baytullah. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah has written this. And he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messengers of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen what he had done. He had lifted his mother on his back and done tawaf of Baytullah. And he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I fulfilled the right of my mother? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you have not even fulfilled the right of one breath. We can never fulfill the rights of our parents. Yet instead of serving them, instead of being compassionate and kind towards them, we are harsh towards them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions this in the glorious Quran. Remember that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the creation of Allah, it is our parents who have most rights over us. This is why in the glorious Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has commanded that you worship only Him, and وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that you are kind to your parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. In another place, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, be grateful to me and to your parents. Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not even say uff to them. Hazrat Hassan rahmatullah alayhi says that if there was a word more inferior than uff, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would have used it. Do not even say uff to your parents. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi says that do not even say uff if you have to wash the soiled clothes of your parents. If you have to wash the soiled clothes of your parents, do not say uff, because when you were young, they washed your clothes without saying uff. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, speak gently to them. Speak gently to them. The Mufassireen say it means, speak to them like a humble slave would speak to a harsh and cruel master. How would a humble slave speak? Speak like that. Like that. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Out of compassion, lower the wings of humility. Mufassirin said it means that you don't wave your hands around when you're talking to your parents. So out of the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my brothers, our parents deserve the most compassion, the most respect. And we see in our communities that teenagers, the youth, are failing to give their parents that respect. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to the nearest mean that if we want barakah in this world, if we want our rizq, we want barakah in our rizq, then we should show compassion to our parents. So in conclusion, my brothers, we should conduct ourselves with compassion and kindness to all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our responsibility, more so in the climate and the environment that we are living in which Islam is being portrayed as a violent and barbaric religion. It is our responsibility that we learn the deen of Islam and we bring this quality of compassion inside us and we deal with in the same way with the non-Muslims, with the Muslims, with our children, children with parents, and all the people that we interact with, whether it is at work, at home, in such a way, if we do this, then inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will put affection in the hearts of the people for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.